stuff into two bins to take to the curb, trash and recycling. But in some cities, including San Francisco, there's a third, composting. Jennifer McClellan of the Arizona Republic and AZ Central traveled to the city by the bay to report on its curbside composting and food waste reduction program. She covers food and restaurants for the paper, and she joins me. And Jennifer, how unique is what San Francisco is doing relative to the rest of the country?
It's getting less and less unique because more cities are kind of adopting what San Francisco has been doing. And San Francisco in and of itself didn't invent this. There are a lot of countries in Europe and other places around the world where composting has been a big focus for a long time now. As far as in America, they're the first people to do that. So basically, they said in 2009 that you have to compost your food waste. So in Arizona, we have trash and we have recycle. And in San Francisco, they added composting to that. So now they've basically said, all that food waste that's going in your trash already in your house, just put it in a different bin. But the thing is, they said you have to put it in a different bin.
Like, how do they regulate that? I mean, do people go through trash bins and say, oh, there's a slice of bread or there's some leftover pasta, that's not okay?
There are, actually. The people who go and collect the trash, it's from a company called Recology, and we followed them around one morning as they picked up trash. It was all foggy and everything, and the guy's jumping out. It was very, very San Francisco moment. And he has these tags that he keeps with him, and he will look in it because unlike here where our trash haulers stay in their, and then the mechanical arm picks it up, he actually exits the truck. So he's looking at the trash as it's going in. And if he sees something that's not supposed to be in there, he actually takes the time to write a note on the trash bin and put it back so that the homeowner can see, don't put this in there again.
Is it more of an educational thing than a punitive one if somebody puts something in one of the bins that shouldn't be there?
Absolutely. At this point, I mean, I think I've read a lot of their public records and things like that, and there are fines and things that they are allowed to do. Talking to the officials, that's something that they don't do often and that they try and stay away from. And so far, they've gotten not a lot of pushback from residents or people.
What has the cost been to the city, both in terms of providing people with a whole nother color bin, but also that, you know, people are collecting all these different bins and looking at what's going in, and they have to do something with all the compost and they have to take it somewhere to make sure it composts. I assume there's a cost of that to the city.
To the city and essentially to the taxpayers, yes. They build that into your waste bill. They're getting some money back from it. By selling the compost and by doing things, it's closing a loop. It's not all cost.
Do you think that this is a model that could work in a place like Phoenix or in the Valley?
I would say that it's a model that could be adjusted to work in other places. San Francisco was like the first big city to do this. New York City is doing it, and they're dealing with their own issues. Phoenix, to adopt this, would have a different climate. It's a lot hotter here. It would be hard. I think it would be possible. And I think we're moving in that direction. The city just opened up its first compost facility. They're piloting a program now where residents can sign up to get composting and curbside pickup. They're not allowed to put food waste in those bins. Whereas San Francisco, you can put everything from pet hair to pizza boxes in your compost.
It's a pretty
bin.
Wide variety.
It's a very wide variety. So, I mean, it's starting. They're moving in that direction.
It seems, though, that given the makeup of residents of many of the Valley cities and San Francisco, the idea of it being mandated might be one that would be kind of a tougher sell here.
Absolutely. I would say that for sure. I actually asked one of the spokespeople for the San Francisco Department of the Environment, how did people do it when you told them they had to do this? He said it wasn't a big deal, which probably isn't surprising for San Francisco. But he did say that because they actually charge less for composting and recycling bins and that service than they do for landfill, he doesn't think a conservative versus liberal city is the issue.
Phoenix has a zero waste goal. Is it possible to get there absent some kind of significant increase in composting here?
I don't think so. The makeup from City of Phoenix, they did a study, and the makeup of the trash that is being thrown away within the city, 48% of that is organic material. So if you're still sending that material to a landfill, there's no way you can even get close to zero waste.
Is the city working to try to much like in San Francisco, educate residents about, hey, here's what you could compost. Here are some ways that you can do it. So if you'd like to divert a little bit more, here are some ways you can do it.
Sure. I mean, they even have, you can get, call the city and they'll give you a backyard composting bin. So they're not going to pick it up or do anything, but they'll provide you with something that can help you do it on your own. The city and a lot of municipalities around the valley are actually trying.
Yeah, in addition to Phoenix, do you get the sense that there are other valley cities where a program like what you reported on in San Francisco could potentially work, or some version of it?
Sure. Tempe and Mesa, I know, are trying. They have pilot programs as well with these curbside composting, again, yard waste and things, and not food waste. But yeah, I mean, a lot of cities, I think, are at least beginning to talk about it and look at what other places are doing and thinking, we might be able to do this.
All right. Jennifer McClellan writes about food and dining for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. We've been talking about the piece she wrote about food waste in San Francisco for the paper. Jennifer, thanks a lot.
Thank you.